With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Fatalities have been confirmed after a mid-air plane collision near Washington, D.C. Wednesday night. Officials say a Black Hawk helicopter was on a routine training flight when it collided with a passenger plane landing at Ronald Reagan National Airport. The crash sent both the plane and the helicopter into the Potomac River. The helicopter had three crew members on board. The plane had 60 passengers and four crew members. The CEO of American Airlines is expressing sympathy for the victims. Robert Isom said on X that the flight was an American Eagle, number 5342, from Wichita, Kansas. Americans set up an information line for those who may have loved ones on the flight, 1-800-679-8215, 1-800-679-8215. Correspondent Greg Clugston has reaction from the White House.
As search and rescue efforts were underway in the Potomac River, President Trump issued a short statement describing the crash as a terrible accident. He expressed his thanks to first responders, and referring to the passengers and crew aboard the plane and helicopter, the president said, "May God bless their souls."
Meanwhile, emergency responders are at the scene.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said on X that the U.S. Coast Guard is being deployed to help with the search and rescue efforts. Maryland Democrat Governor Wes Moore says Maryland State Police divers are on the scene as well.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he's directing the opening of a detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to hold up to 30,000 illegal immigrants.
This will double our capacity immediately, right? And tough. That's a tough place to get out of. Today's signings bring us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities once and for all.
He made the comments while signing the Lakin Riley Act, named for a nursing student who was raped and murdered while running in Georgia by an illegal from Venezuela. This is SRN News. China is moving up the world watch list.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians, compiled by Open Doors U.S., puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signs an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on anyone under the age of 19. The order is the latest effort by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set in place by the Biden administration that critics say promote transgenderism and harm kids. The president has already directed the Pentagon to conduct a review that's likely to lead to transgender people being barred from military service. This is SRN News. RFK Jr. faced tough questions at his confirmation hearing before the Senate Finance Committee. Bob Agnew reports.
Lawmakers sought to learn more about Kennedy's opposition to vaccines, fluoride in water, and junk food. Democrat Senator Ben Ray Lujan wanted to know.
If President Trump asked you to cut Medicaid, will you do it?
Oh, it's not up to me to cut Medicaid. It would be up to Congress.
But he didn't like the answer.
And you don't want to answer?
Mr. Kennedy, you don't want to answer? I'll move on.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. facing a Wednesday hearing before the Finance Committee, and on Thursday is scheduled to field questions from the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Bob Agnew reporting.
White House says it's evaluating the effect of the new Chinese AI app on national security. U.S. tech stocks took a tumble this week after the new Chinese app DeepSeek came out as a lower-cost AI model. Tuesday, the White House press secretary called it a wake-up call to the American AI industry. More details at SRNnews.com.